And tonight we have our special show, our that we started last week, called The Journey Home, and it features Rochelle Sparrow for tonight, Friday night, along with myself, your host, Mary Sutherland. So welcome all to the show. What I would like for you to do tonight is remember that this show, if you're listening to it as archived, will always be found at burlingtonnews.net/The Journey Home. That's one word. burlingtonnews.net/The Journey Home. Go there, click on Rochelle Sparrow. It'll take you right to this show. And if you want to jump over the front page, that's fine too. Go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T. And what I'd like for everyone to do tonight is go on over there right now, and you will find, because you will find the website, again, burlingtonnews.net/spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T. Okay? And when you get there, we'll give you a few minutes, because I know that some of you have dial-up, so it takes a little bit longer than others. But what I want you to do is you'll be scrolling on down to about the middle of the page, and you'll see a blue bar. And that blue bar says 11-17-06. These are the pictures that I put up that we're going to be discussing a little bit tonight. Then after that, we kind of go with spirit around what spirit wants us to do. Then we do your psychic readings. So for those, again, that want psychic readings, all you have to do is look on that page, burlingtonnews.net/spirit, and read up on it. And it says right there underneath the large banner, it tells you exactly how to get your readings, either by going to Yahoo, contact name Burlington News, or calling us at 262-767-2864. So everything that you're going to need for tonight is going to be on this page, burlingtonnews.net/spirit. And now, what I want you to do is, the one that is flashing on air right now, what I need to do is quickly, go in there and change that, because what that's actually supposed to be doing right now is doing this live, and I think I forgot to do that. So anyhow, Rochelle, while I'm doing that, would you want to introduce yourselves to everyone?
Hello, everyone. I am just so grateful to you all being here tonight, and thank you so much, Mary. I just so appreciate you. And thank you all that listened to my show for the very first time. We had Sarah Simmons on, and I know that it was a very complicated and esoteric hour, and I hope that some of you were able to think about it and perhaps get more out of it with thought, because I know that you said some very, very interesting things. I also want to share with you that I do have gift certificates available if you are all looking for gift certificates for the holidays in just the increments that I do my sessions in, from $15 on up. So please check that out. And I'm also doing a Manifestation 101 class. And that is going to be on December 2nd at 10 o'clock in the morning. And that is going to be worldwide over the phone. So anybody can join us for that. And it's going to be December 2nd at 10 o'clock. And look at my website at www.rochellesparrow.com for more information about how to become a part of that. And what we're going to be doing with that is we're going to be doing some of the same techniques that we did for the physical healing show, which was last time, which unfortunately we cannot do again because we crashed the computer. There was so much energy going through, so we crashed Mary's system down, which we can't do again, but unfortunately. Yeah. However, we will be doing and repeating those same type of techniques for the Manifestation 101 class. And I also do want to remind people that I do have my JFK is Still Alive book, and that's also for sale for the holidays. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. I just so appreciate you and everyone tonight. And Mary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
I'm just
great.
Kind of
okay.
working on getting up. Like I said, I forgot to change that, and so anyhow, I fixed it now. So I just wanted to just keep talking. I just got a few, just those.
Okay.
Words. And then we'll be okay.
All right, and I do want to remind people that I do have a couple open slots in my psychic development class. I take up to 10, and that's it. So I do have, I believe I have 3 slots open in my new psychic development class, and that's on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm also starting up a new manifestation class besides the Manifestation 101 workshop, which is going to be on December 2nd. But this manifestation class is going to be every week, and I believe I'm going to hold it on Thursdays. But take a look at my website in the next couple of days. It's going to be once a week, and it's going to be very, very detailed and intense. What I mean by that is that the guys are really going to be watching over your specific energy to take a look at how you are creating things subconsciously. So we're going to be taking a look at manifestation from a subconscious level. And I've got a story to talk about that, so I guess I'm just going to continue to talk.
Okay.
Since Mary is occupied.
No,
here.
I'm good now again.
Oh, you are?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, what I'd like for everyone to do too is remember that this show is the Journey Home. It's new. Rochelle Sparrow is going to be on Friday nights, and then starting next Thursday, we're going to be having Vincent J. Barra on, and he's going to be doing a 2-hour show starting at 6 o'clock every Thursday. His first show will be November 30th. So anyhow, we're looking forward, Vincent, to you joining our little team, where we, with the Journey Home, we put the pieces together using my work as far as psychic photography, as well as Rochelle's work, Vincent's work, and then we're going to be having Vincent's going to be having special guests on as well, and also Rochelle may be having special guests on too. So anyhow, we'll keep you informed on this site, you know, exactly what's been going on. But anyhow, Thursday and Friday, Thursday night will be Vincent, and Friday night will be Rochelle. So anyhow, let's see, want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I doubt if I'll be talking to you guys before then, so anyhow, I hope you guys have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Rochelle last week was able to talk to my husband Brad. On Rochelle's show, like again, you can remember, go now, as you're listening, go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, and you'll be able to hear this show. It's called The Journey Home, Putting the Pieces Together. The big flashing on air is the live stream, so if you lose your live stream, you just click on there and it'll take you right to the live stream. You see a little online flashing, and that little online button is Rochelle's show from last week. So after you listen to this one, you can actually go again to Rochelle's, to her archived one, and listen to that show. Because last week, Rochelle was speaking to my husband, Brad, where Brad had, for 45 minutes, Brad kept seeing flashing lights all around him. Well, Rochelle talked to Spirit. Spirit told him, you know, that the following night he would be seeing these lights again, and then later that week. Okay, which would be this week, okay? Because she does a show on Friday, so anyhow. So I just wanted to let Rochelle know, and I wanted you guys to actually go again to that site where it says Journey, or, you know, to your the Journey Home, and then go click on Spirit or Rochelle Sparrow, and be at that site, burlingtonnews.net/spirit, and scroll on down to the blue bar. And from the blue bar, you will see these pictures that we'll be discussing tonight. Now, if you go to 1, 2, 3, 4, oops, yeah, 5, 6. Okay, number, photo 5 and 6. Brad was so proud of himself because he said to tell Rochelle that not only did he see the light Saturday night as she predicted, but he actually photographed it.
That's awesome.
So the photo 5 and 6 is actually the this is actually light that
wow.
Brad was able to he had his camera right handy because he was photographing that night, and so he just started flashing and he caught it on film.
That is awesome. So what is that?
Well, you were the one that told us that it was the light coming from the other side.
Oh, that is so cool.
And that's what I believe it to be, too. It's an
Thank
opening.
Thank you for reminding me. A lot of times I don't remember what I channel. That is so cool.
And then also, he wanted me to tell you, you were right on the second prediction, because Wednesday night, he again seen the flashing of the lights. So both predictions on the light came true. So congratulations.
How awesome. God bless Spirit.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now,
and God bless Spirit.
Now if you're looking at the site, again, burlingtonnews.net/spirit, you'll see the first picture. What we do on Saturday nights is we've extended our tour to having some, to not only being, you know, something for learning, but we're giving back now to Spirit. So after Spirit is kind enough to teach us up there and show us such amazing things, we stop long enough to go into a circle and do a healing ceremony where we actually call upon Spirit to join with us, calling all the brothers and sisters, the Mother, the Father, to heal Mother Earth and to bring together all the brothers and sisters throughout all the dimensions through around the world to come together in love and healing so that we could all be together instead of separated, you know. And this includes not only the coming together of brothers and sisters human, but all of our brothers and sisters, all of the life forms and all the life creations. So when you see this first picture, you see the lady with her head down. And look at the folding of wings over her.
Okay, now what first... I'm looking at Healing Mother Earth?
No, you... listeners, you go down to... You scroll down, because the first one with the pink bar, that is the ones from last week's show.
Okay.
You want to scroll down to the blue bar.
Got it.
And you scroll down to the blue bar, and that's this week's show. That's
okay.
What we're doing. If you want information on the pink bar, click on the archive show 11-10-06 on the little button that says on air, the little button, and it will explain everything to you, because that was off last week's show. The blue bar is this week's show. But do you see the folding of the angel wings or the folding of the wings, Rochelle?
I'm looking at the first picture with the lady with her head down.
Right.
And I'm looking at it, and where are the folding wings? I see all the ectoplasm above her head.
Right. Do you see how it actually forms almost like a look at the okay, you see the ectoplasm, but then mm-hmm. Do you see underneath her, the ectoplasm, how it forms like an M, the black?
Oh, yes,
okay,
now I
so,
see it.
Okay, so now as you look at the black, you can almost, then you can look back up at the ectoplasm, mm-hmm. And you can see that there's actually like wings. You see the straight, see those, that's not real ectoplasm per se, because see the lines are straight.
Wow.
You know, like if you look to the picture of the right, that's more of the ectoplasm. But you see this one here is, it's almost as a ghostly apparition, because it's so thick and it's actually created form with straight lines.
Oh, how awesome. Now, this is an angel?
I would think that it has to be, I would think that it's either an angel or a dragon. I haven't quite figured out yet what.
How cool.
And anyhow, and then the second picture is, again, I think what that is, it's the same being, but it's dissipating, but it's over these girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and but you'll see over this one girl's head, there's like an arch right there, you know.
Wow.
Where it actually arched. And then the third picture, again, as you can see, whatever this, making contact, you can see all the ectoplasm that is over her. But in the center of it, up the upper center, is almost like a real bright light.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I really liked was that fourth picture, though, because this was making contact with spirit. And as you can see, what they actually did was they made contact with their higher selves. Their higher self, or their other selves, their alternate selves in the other planes. And you're seeing at least 1, 2, 3 planes. And these three planes of themselves, three-dimensional selves, came together, okay, as pairs. They came together for healing, you know, of Mother Earth. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because that shows that not only did we come together to heal Mother Earth, but we incorporated the other selves that we have on the other side.
Yes.
Which really helps me to understand when the people say that if you do healing, what happens? If you do healing for others, you heal yourselves on the other side. And now with this picture, I can kind of understand what they really mean by that, because you involve your other selves, and thus the rule applies, what you put out, you get back tenfold. Okay, so if you're healing, that would bring back healing to you. So if you're bringing all of yourselves together on the other planes to help with the healing, you're thus healing those selves as well. So anyhow, I thought that was pretty cool. So and then one other thing that happened that night, which I thought was totally fantastic, was I told everyone to, because I teach, when I have people go out there, I try to teach them how to feel the energies, the subtle energies around them. And I felt, all of a sudden, I felt like we had stepped into some sort of a vacuum. No sound. There was a tingling sensation in the air, like electrical feeling. And I stopped, and I told everybody, I says, "Nah, stop." I says, "You have got to feel this. Feel around you. Notice that you don't feel the sound, you don't hear the sound. There's like a void here. Do you feel it? Do you feel it?" And I'm getting these people to concentrate on it. And I looked up, and there was that big black triangle that we had
wow.
seen, that one that came down so low over Brad and I, mm-hmm. June 3rd, you know, that was larger than a football field with all those lights. It was the same one. So what I did is I took that picture from 6-3 and pulled it and put it on this site so everyone would be able to see. But that black triangle, which I thought I would never, ever see again, came back. And that's what we felt in that vacuum. It was probably,
wow.
you know, beamed on us. And I picked up that, and I just, and whether it sent me a message telepathically to look up, or if psychically somehow I intuitively somehow I picked up on the fact it was up there, I don't know, but for whatever reason I looked up and there it was, and it was just slowly going over, you know, but no sound, you know. And if I hadn't looked up, we would have, all of us would have totally missed it. But thank God I looked up and there it was. And I screamed at Brad, I forgot all about the group that was with us, and I screamed at Brad, I says, "Oh my God, it's the black triangle, Brad." You know, Brad looked up and everybody looked up, and everybody was just like, "Oh my God," you know. I mean, there was just no doubt. As a matter of fact, we had this one guy that was a pilot, and he's flown planes all of his life, you know, commercial planes all his life. And he says, and he looks at the rest of them, and he says, "I'm telling you something right now. I've flown planes. That's my business. I've flown planes all my life, and I'm telling you right now, there isn't a plane around that looks like that." You know, and but of course nobody argued with him, because everyone knew it was the UFO. Everybody. I mean, there was no doubt about it. And we had about eight people that night as witnesses, 8-10 people, something like that.
How awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That is so awesomely cool.
Yeah. And one more thing before I give you something, and that is to, I don't know what's going on, folks, but we, in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting a lot of reports in about Bigfoot sightings in the area.
Huh, really?
And I've had two reports in this area. Plus, there was a newspaper report that came out last week about a Bigfoot sighting in Wisconsin. And then I got a call from a lady up in northern Wisconsin talking about the Bigfoots moving around up there. So I'm wondering, and I brought this up to Brad. I says, Brad, how come all of a sudden we're having so many reports about Bigfoot sightings? I says, it seems to me like something is getting them to move around, because we've never had so many Bigfoot sightings, you know, so it's frequently, you know, in such a short span of time. And he, the only thing he could guess is maybe it's because of cold weather setting in. Maybe they're harvesting, you know, or preparing or getting certain things ready to take underground with them. That was the only thing he could guess. But anyhow, I just kind of wanted everybody to kind of keep your eyes open if you're out there, because the Bigfoot are moving around. So,
wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, hi, Rochelle. How you been? Long-winded, am I?
I'm just doing fabulous. I'm just doing really, really well. I had an experience last night, which we can talk about providing for the audience on your show, but the experience was that I channeled in, well, I'm not sure if we want to do this, come to think of it, because it might crash your system, but the archangels and the guides last night for my psychic development class,
uh-huh.
What they did was they channeled in a group of archangels,
uh-huh.
And we did this meditation where we were moving our energy outward to the archangels, and then bringing the archangels inside of the physical body, and then creating roots of cords, and then out through the crown chakra to connect with the source to bring in crystallized energy to change DNA structure.
Mm-hmm.
And people just absolutely loved it. But the one thing that was so interesting, there was something that you said earlier on in the show that reminded me of what the guides had channeled, and they channeled that what the ascension process is truly all about is about that we recognize that we are actual angels on earth.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
That's really what we are, and we just don't know it.
Yeah.
And I had that experience last night, and then I had this experience today with a publisher. Now, I have this book that I'm going to publish, and it's called You Are the Immune System of the Universe. And basically what it's about is how we as people are part of the planet, and the planet is part of the universe, and the universe is the body of source. So we as people are given these, what they call dastardly tasks, of changing very painful events and situations into healing, so that we could spread healing out to not only ourselves, but to everyone around us.
Yeah.
And then back to the source. So the source actually learns from our particular healing.
Yeah.
So I shared this with the publisher, and this woman is very familiar with channeled material. She makes her living through channeled material. And she said to me, she goes, well, I don't believe that the Creator learns from us. They don't get anything from us. And it shocked me. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And it really made me really think.
Yeah.
Because
how can you appreciate God if you can't appreciate yourself? Because we're both of the same source.
Exactly. That we still ingrained, a lot of people still have this ingrained thought about the Big Daddy in the sky. I mean, being like Source. Mm-hmm. And that somehow we are not worthy enough to give back to the Source in terms of our own learning, in terms of our own experience.
Yeah.
And she was really, really talking about how bad she feels about being a human. And she did not know that. And it's just, talk about so ingrained in our society.
It saddens me when I hear things like that because, you know, it's like, it's exactly what you said. A bunch of power players someplace behind the scenes. I call them the puppeteers or the puppet makers that pull the strings, you know, for our world leaders and media and various political leaders, religious leaders, to ingrain that upon us to feel that we're not worthy, because as long that keeps our vibration low, can keep our vibration low, they have control over us.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know, you have everyone, if you want to ascend, you first have to learn to love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, you can't love God, and you can't love any of your brothers and sisters. Healing starts with you first.
It does.
Yeah, and that is why they ingrain that upon us, because they know that if we can't get past that first step, we can't go any further. So they concentrate on that first step.
Yes, and this is a woman who is, and I won't mention her name, but she's very well known, and she's considered one of the forerunners of the Ascension Movement.
Yes, and that is very typical because of that's who they want out there. I mean, they, you know, we're not going to listen to the little people. We're going to listen to these wonderful speakers, the people that's on, you know, that we've placed on these pedestals as the ones that are in the know. You know, it seems like that's another thing that's always been ingrained upon us, is the fact that we're like sheeple. We have to have someone to follow. And that's why it's so important for self-powerment. We got to take the power away from the outside source and give it back to the inside source.
That's exactly right. That's it. And it was just, it really, really triggered this whole discussion between, you know, my husband and I about exactly what you're talking about. And he said, well, what's going to happen if there's no outside authority? Then what? Then what are people going to do? Well, so it leaves people lost, exactly what you're just talking about.
Well, it leaves them to search for their own truth.
That's exactly right.
And where they find their truth is within.
That's exactly right. It's within. So it leaves them lost, looking for another connection to Source. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So it was a very interesting experience.
Even Christ says, find the kingdom, search within.
Yeah, it is within. And that, yeah, absolutely. It's nowhere else.
Yeah.
But the other thing that crossed my mind is that we are not going to ascend unless we are equal with Source. It's all about sovereign equality.
Yeah.
It's all about taking our own responsibility and saying we are responsible to be equal.
Yeah. But that's where they get you, is because you can't be one with the rest or one with God until you've accepted who you are.
That's exactly right. You have to be okay.
You have to be okay with yourself.
You have to
learn how to forgive everything that you've done in the past, you know, because I know a lot of people out there, you know, because they can control you, or the dark forces, even. We're not talking human here. The dark forces can control you through guilt. And as long as you feel guilty about certain things that you've done in your past, then they've got control over you. So you have to go back and forgive every little thing that you've ever done. You know, chalk it up as a life learning experience and say, okay, I've learned from it. I see it. I understand it. I forgive it. I send it back to the universe with love and let it go. You know, and heal thyself. And then from that point on, so throw away that guilt. Start loving yourself.
Well, you know, I'm going to, if it's okay, I'm really going to take a minute to really spell this out, because I actually went through this process today.
Okay.
So if you don't mind,
sure.
I'm going to bare my soul, folks.
Well, that's what this show is all about, is letting the
so
spirit
let me
lead us.
Bare my psychological processes, because after this occurred with this publisher, who I've had, she wasn't unknown to me. I've had work published by her probably 5 years. So I was disappointed, and I thought, well, I'm disappointed. And then I could feel myself, because for me, I've come from a very abusive background, recovered from post-traumatic stress syndrome, clinical depression, and I could feel that kind of what I call neurotic depression starts sneaking up on me, and I knew it because I could feel it, because I started to shift from disappointment into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wait a second, I'm so practiced at this that I could literally stop it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm practiced, and I practice, and I practice, and I've looked at it from many, many different subtle angles. So I thought, well, wait a minute, I'm just going to not do that, and I'm going to stick with the disappointment, but I'm also going to talk to my husband about it. Get support, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I went and I talked to him, and I just started talking about it. And the more that I talked about it, the more that I recognized, well, this woman wasn't consciously recognizing. So this is what happens. The publisher was not consciously recognizing that she felt bad about herself. So then it becomes like an energy tie-in that she gives out this bad energy,
mm-hmm.
projects it outward, which I then can pick up and let it become, if I allowed it, part of me where
exactly.
I feel bad about me.
Exactly. And that is one of the things that it is so critical. And this is the one thing that worries me so much, Rochelle, is the leaders, and Ted just wrote in on this too, these so-called leaders of the movement still have a lesson to learn, and will have to give their leaders, and have to give up their, or lesson to learn, and as well as to give to their leadership, and to be a sheep between the sheep. You know, but for those that don't quite understand that, I think what Ted's saying, because I believe the same thing, is these teachers and leaders that we have concern me very much, because most of them don't have a clue of what they're teaching about. And thus, they're saying the words, but they're not doing the walk. And because of it, they don't understand, and then they get frustrated, and then they put out false or they give put out information that they have no business putting out, and sometimes the teachers end up more detrimental than if they would just have kept their mouth shut. You know, so you know, if you're going, I tell this to everyone that's going to think that they want to be a teacher. If you're going to be a teacher, you best be turning around and thinking about the responsibility of a teacher, because you are, or a speaker on this, because you bear the responsibilities out there of a lot of souls, you know, and you best be knowing what the heck you're talking about. Because, I mean, just something like what that publisher told Rochelle, you know, if she didn't have the spirituality behind her that she did, that could have stopped her.
Right? It could have stopped
me. You know? And, I mean, how many times has these speakers out there and religious leaders said the very same thing, and it stops everyone from evolving, you know, and that... So please, speakers and leaders, teachers out there, please think before you turn around and talk. And if you don't know what you're talking about, don't say anything. Leave it to the people that have experienced, you know, that has gone through the personal experiences that may have a little bit of understanding about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And I thought to myself, well, of course I don't want her, after I worked through all this, of course I don't want her publishing this book, because look at the consciousness.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't work.
No.
It's not a match.
No.
So, but anyway, I just...
You're, like they say, unevenly yoked.
Thank you. I am just so thankful for that entire experience and that experience that I had in the psychic development class last night with coming to that recognition about our ascension and that we are all angels, because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
And that's where we are at. And when we recognize that, we could just run around and heal ourselves and help heal people, because we're all on this equal plane where we can access each other's energy and recognize it as equal and have respect and just unconditional love for everyone and everything.
Yeah. When life lessons, I mean, they sometimes they're very, very big, and sometimes they're so tiny that if you're not paying attention, you totally miss it. Like today, I was over at the printers, you know, it's a printing supply store across the street, and there was a guy standing next to me at the counter, and I was filling out a form, you know, for my sales tax number, you know, and he was writing out a check. We're both standing there, both writing at the same time, right? And, you know, this is where it pays to be observant. Because I noticed, I was writing, he was writing, and he made a mistake writing on his check. And just as he made that mistake of writing on his check, I had made a mistake writing on the form that I was filling out.
Huh.
Two people, two total strangers, and we both made a mistake in our writing at the very exact same time. And I looked at him, because he says, ah, darn, and because I'm thinking the same thing, right? And I looked at him and I laughed, and I says, do you realize that we both made a printing error or writing error at the exact same time? And he says, yeah. He says, and that's the, you know, he called it a certain word, juba or something like that. And anyhow, he says, and that's just what they mean. A person that has their nose itches on one side of the world, and another person on the other side of the world itches his nose at that same point of time. And that's what it's all about. It's, you know, just a little tiny life lesson like that, that if you wasn't observant, you'd miss it. So that's another thing that we need to do, is start being more observant.
Yes, and quiet our minds so that we can live from the subconscious, because people pick up on all that subconscious energy.
Yeah.
And there was probably something that was, I don't know, you know, I'm just kind of spinning with this, I'm not sure, but there probably was something connecting between you two where you're sort of half interested in each other's subconscious energy.
Well, I think what we were standing so close in the at the counter that I had stepped into his aura, mm-hmm. he'd stepped into mine, so that the auras were intermingling.
You right.
know? And there was just kind of like a little discharge of some sort, you know, and it caught whatever it was. It caused him to lose train of thought, and me to lose train of thought at the very same time.
Right, that's what I was thinking, that you were both kind of communicating on a subconscious level rather than a conscious level, so your conscious level lost track, right.
Yeah, yeah. But I've also noticed... one day I took my little worker, Nicole, out to lunch, and we were all in a good mood. We were just laughing and eating, you know, and then this one guy comes in, and all of a sudden I noticed that Nicole was getting kind of nervous, and I realized myself that all of a sudden I had gotten very quiet, and I'm thinking, I wonder what's going on here. But this guy that had walked in just about that time picked up his cell phone, and he called his counselor and says, I need an emergency consultation with you. And when we walked out, and I told Nicole, because we had just finished eating, and I says, Nicole, let's leave. So we stepped out, and I says, Nicole, I says, do you know what just happened in there? And she says, what? And I told her, I says, people, I says, so many times we get agitated for no reason at all, or we get depressed for no reason at all. And I says, this was a great lesson to be learned in there, because I says, that person that just walked in, he was in a state of depression. Mm-hmm. And his aura had expanded out, you know, his consciousness had expanded out to where we were sitting. And we started absorbing his energies, mm-hmm. thus had changed our attitude to match his. You know, and we do that all the time, you know, like sometimes, you know, we all of a sudden, you know, we get depressed, we use our brain in like a search mode, and we're going through the whole life events for the day or the day's events, trying to figure out why all of a sudden we got depressed. Then we try to pin it on somebody we met or something like that. But if you're empathic at all and tapped into that collective consciousness, sometimes what will happen is a person on the other opposite side of the world could have had something traumatic, or have been going through at that moment been going through a depression, and that thought you had somehow linked into, and you're responding to it. So we can't just kind of, you know, we have got to start realizing we're no longer a separate unit anymore.
No,
we've expanded
not.
To the point where we're tapping into the collective consciousness of the all, and thus we are already going into stages where we're picking up people's thoughts, their emotions, and it could be across the street in a restaurant, or it could be on the other side of the world, you know. So, you know, be attentive of that and acknowledge that and start expanding with your thinking on why things are happening to you and things like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what happened.
Okay, we have someone here that came into the center tonight that wanted to have you get a question for you.
Sure.
A psychic reading. So, and I think we're going to have to keep these down to about 5 minutes because it's already 6:45.
Okay, so tell me.
Okay, he's right here. He came in, so I'll put him on. Okay,
so what we'll do is we'll focus on the most important thing.
Yeah, because okay. I'd like to get a few in tonight. Okay, hold on.
Calling in Dwayne's Angels Ancestors.
Hello.
Hi, Dwayne.
Hi.
I'm just calling in your guides, angels, and ancestors of love, light, and grace. A guide, an angel on her right, guide, an angel on her left, guide, an angel in front, guide, an angel back, to harmonize and balance all energies for this session and to leave us centered in a Christ light. Okay. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if the situation I'm in is going to get better in the future.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting financial energy. Let's see what they mean. In this regard, we are going to speak. There are trial and error. It feels like experiments is the energy that are now occurring to make things balanced and correct. Okay, also getting, I've got like marital energy in that what is also occurring. Okay, got it. Thank you. The ups and downs are about to smooth out. That was the message from the ancestors. So that what is about to occur is that things, okay, thank you, are going to prosper into a greater stability than you believe possible. So what we are suggesting here is that you begin to manifest in terms of your energetic belief system. Begin to create stability by suggesting to yourself, this is financial stability, that there are going to be recommendations for how to resolve the situation. It feels like a mentor, male, older, that, okay, got boss energy, that will bring in certain problem-solving techniques to you. So we suggest begin to focus in on you're going to receive direction and help from mentor. That's number one. Number two is that in the next month, now they're giving a time, and when they give a time, they're always 100% correct. In the next month, you'll receive, it feels like bonus, unexpected. So that too is about to come through. And number three, that there's going to be more of an opportunity for you, feels like promotion, than you believe possible too. Now, this, when I got promotion energy, I also got parallel energy. So all this is about to come through in unexpected ways. So refocus your mind on that you can manifest, you can expect the unexpected, and miracles can occur. That is the correct way.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here you go. Okay. How are you doing? All right. Okay, and I think that we lost a call. Someone called in, so if you want to call back in or leave an instant message, then we can get yours. And but in the meantime, what I would like to do is tell you guys about an interesting thing that happened, and I wanted to inform extend with this with Rochelle. The other night, I was sitting at I was sitting on the couch and I was watching TV, and something came and sat on my lap. And I mean, it was it was heavy enough where it wasn't like how would I say, it was heavy, and it actually sat on my lap. And my leg, or where it was sitting, all the air right there became very cold. And my couldn't, but I told him, I said, well, put your hand, because I said something is sitting. It almost felt like a small child, or maybe like a large dog or something. But anyhow, I told Brad, I says, well, put your hand here, because, you know, normally, like, the closer you get to the body, it gets warmer, right? Well, instead of it getting warmer, as Brad put his hand down there, it started getting colder. So anyhow, I sat there for about 3 minutes waiting for it to, whatever it was, to get up, and it didn't. So I just told it, I says, you're going to have to get up, because I have to get up. So anyhow, I got up and I went to walk, but my legs had turned into like rubber, you know, and so it was even actually difficult for me to walk, you know. So whatever that was, it affected the muscles there. And then, so anyhow, I called up Rochelle and told Rochelle about it, and but I just wanted to let Rochelle know, as well as you guys too, that I had told this to about that this morning. As Brad went off to work, he told me, he says, Mary, do you remember that person that was sitting on your lap? And I says, yeah. He says, well, when I went to bed last night, he says something was walking around on the bed.
Wow.
And he says, and I thought it was your dog, you know, because I have like a little wiener dog, right?
Uh-huh.
And he says, I could have sworn it was your wiener dog, you know, Max. And he says, and I turn, you know, he says, I turned over, you know, to knock him off the bed, and he says, there was nothing there. But he says, but it kept walking around, just like, but he says, I couldn't see it. So, anyhow, we've definitely got something that is walking around up there.
Wow.
You know, and Sharon, if you're listening to the show, you can appreciate it, because Sharon spent the night about a month ago at our place, and she said that she was laying on the couch, and she actually said that there was a man walking around, and that he had walked right up to her and was looking down at her. She, you know, so she was laying there. So, okay, this person wants a reading, and
okay,
I'm going
to... Okay,
I've
got somebody on Instant Messenger, too.
Oh, okay. Well, this person's been calling in, so we're from Oklahoma. He's New Time, so what we're going to do is go to him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and hold on. Hopefully, I don't lose you.
What's his name?
His name is John.
Okay, I'll just call in his guides and angels while you're doing that.
Okay, and hold on, folks.
Calling in guides.
John, I'm going to put you through to Rochelle. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Rochelle?
Hello,
hi, John.
Rochelle.
Okay, this is John. John is from Oklahoma and would like to have a reading.
Okay, John, did your mother pass? Is
yeah,
she still here?
She passed when I was 12.
Okay, because she came through immediately.
Wow.
And it's not, I got to tell you, John, it's not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
it's not really something that I, you know, I really focus on and concentrate on. There's a lot of other people who do that kind of thing, but she immediately came through. And she started talking to me, and she first said, "John is a good boy." And I said, "Well, who are you?" And she said, "Well," because I didn't recognize the energy, and I said, "I'm his mother." And she said, "Tell him that he is a channel for me now."
Okay.
Just to let you know.
All right.
I'll go back in and see if there's anything else.
Please do.
Okay. That's enough. Just tell him that. Okay, right. I miss him, love him. I still come to him. Okay. Okay, she wants you to know that.
Great.
Okay.
Anything I should look for?
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so what is your question?
Oh, well, no, I want to have a question. I would just like a general, let's say a health reading, family health reading.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to ask them because they tend to they can go on and on, God bless them, meaning no disrespect to my guides, but I'm going to ask them to let you know the most important thing other than having your mother come through.
Yeah, what's most relevant right now would be great.
Okay.
Even if it's from a past life, whatever's relevant right now in my lifetime with my current learning would be most beneficial and probably a lot better than a general reading.
Okay. What we see for him upcoming... Okay, I'm getting writing energy in that this is a man who has great gift of learning and sharing to give out to people. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm trying to read that energy. Oh. All right, you're going to have to spell that out, my guides. This is what we mean. What I was getting was a blank tense energy, like a blank television screen with that has fuzz on it. And I don't understand what they're trying to share with you by giving me this energy. So let's see. In that, what we are suggesting here is that he needs to get back into the swing. It feels like of teaching, to know more about self, to give more time towards dispensing energy outwards about what he likes to do. What we are talking about, okay, got writing energy again. What we are talking about, got boys energy. What we are talking about here is that it feels like counseling skills have long been submerged and neglected. We are suggesting here that he has talents and abilities in that particular regard that have been dormant, that we are now, I'm going to say, awakening within him of late through synchronistic messages that have come through. This is, again, I'm getting a writing energy.
Yeah,
so
that is very synchronistic.
I'm sorry?
That's very synchronistic because I visited a friend yesterday that I hadn't seen in a very long time. He looked at me, he's like, "You look like a writer, just out of the blue." So that's perfectly synchronistic. Sorry to interrupt.
So that what we are suggesting for you is to move toward that particular direction and path for the next year. Concentrate on yourself as teacher/counselor/writer. In those areas, again, you have talents that have been, number one, underutilized, number two, not recognized, so that you can develop those talents is the correct way. That is our most important message to you. That is correct. And I still feel your mother present.
Okay. And I have a question for John, okay? Is there anything special about the color green or the word green?
I don't know how special it's supposed to be, but when you say green, I just have an initial, like, I have a healing feeling, like a very alive feeling, but that's all I can think of when I think of green. It's not particularly my favorite color, but I associate it with...
Yeah, because I picked up green, And I don't know if it's a color green or if it's the word green. I don't know anything about it except green.
Okay. Well, I'm writing all this down.
And, okay. And thank you, John.
Okay.
Okay. If you think about it, if it ever comes to you, contact me at Burlington News. Okay. I'd be curious to find out. Okay.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay.
You take care.
Bye, John. Okay. Now, what we have is Sparrow's Light.
Oh, Sparrow's Light. Okay, great.
Okay. We need to let's see.
And I've also got Eliza. Should we take Eliza?
Well, why don't we take Elijah first? Okay.
Yeah, because she's been here first. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. First, want to say I really like the show. Thank you for creating shows like this to enlighten people. I want to be the best I can be. I do not want negative and abusive persons in my life. How do I give unconditional love to all and not allow someone like that in my life? A family member is with an abusive partner, and I would like a relationship with my relative, but not with the partner. Am I not being unconditional?
Well, you have to protect your... You have, first of all and foremost, you have got to protect your energy. So if you feel threatened by them, I mean, you can love them, but still protect yourself. You know how I do it is when I'm around somebody, no offense, Dwayne, but when I'm around somebody, I cross my legs.
That way. That's interesting.
Yeah, I cross my legs or cross my arms. You'll notice a lot of people will subconsciously do that because it's something that's in us to use as a protection of our energy.
It blocks the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you can do both, Eliza. I think, well, let me channel it, but this is my personal opinion before I channel it. I think you can protect yourself and give unconditional love at the same time. It's not mutually exclusive.
You can.
You can, for example, assert yourself, meaning you're not harming somebody else by speaking your truth. That's what I mean about asserting yourself, and still be loving at the same time. It is an act of love to tell somebody the truth.
It is.
In a loving way.
It is.
So let me just channel this for you. That's correct. So what we do suggest further is to let your friend know that you feel uncomfortable around partner is correct. So therefore, perhaps you can meet other places as well. These are practical suggestions because she needs a role model to follow in terms, they're just giving me following energy, in terms of knowing clearer or more that she doesn't have to be accepting of a harmful, okay, thank you, abusive individual. That is the correct way.
Okay, I hope that answered your question then.
Yeah.
And anyhow, and thank you for contacting us and for listening to our new show, The Journey Home. Now, to finish the, I asked, and Sparrow's Light just wanted to just say hi, I guess, and say
oh,
that
God bless her.
It's Vi.
Yes, Vi. God bless you, Vi. She was in my class
last night. Okay,
oh, so Vi's listening. Well, she will be in my class, not last night, but next Thursday night. I've got a couple of them going. So.
Okay, now to finish up this segment, as always, we would like Rochelle taps into our visitors' energy, whether it be interdimensional visitors or extraterrestrial, the star visitors that you know that some people call alien, but we prefer not to.
Well, we first want to state is that you have many visitors currently, not just from one particular dimension. Multidimensional energies are now shifting through your systems. Now, this means you and Brad in your house. God bless you.
Yeah.
As well as BurlingtonNews.net, your storefront. So your place of business, your radio station, and for those of you who don't know, Mary's got a storefront as well. Let me see. So that what is occurring here is that there are many shifting energies that are moving back and forth, which are countering each other Now, this is an interesting energy, Mary. It feels like they're balancing one another. Let's see what they mean by that. That's what they meant by counter. It feels like a counterpoint. When you were talking about the instance with your publisher today, when you were filling out the paperwork, it almost feels like that kind of a same instance. So one entity comes in and they subconsciously sense or communicate with another entity that they're there, so then that entity comes through from another dimension, so that what is occurring here is that you're pulling forth many energies at once, almost like a domino effect, and you will continue to do so for the next year. Now, a month, there also is going to be another incident of UFO tracking. There's going to be a picture then, too, so that all of these encounters are coming through very clearly for you to know more about them. They're not necessarily, how can I explain this? They're like the energies on Earth. I mean, they're not good, they're not bad, they're just there. They're uh-huh. They're just there. So that we do not ascribe judgment or negative or positivity to any of these particular energies. What we do suggest for you, as well as Brad now, to discriminate which entities you want contact with. Just send them away with love if you do not wish for them to be present. Just be aware that your experiences in the house are not over. Okay, there's something about one this evening as well. So that all continues to open for your being in terms of more information that you continue to gather as research. Okay. Okay, right. Your next book is going to be about multidimensional entities. And, of course, all of your fantastic data, pictures, and communication with them. So all right now is in a progressive state for you to connect and contact with all of these entities and to gather more information about them is correct.
Okay, thank them for me.
God bless you. Thank
and
you.
And speaking about UFOs, to finish the show off, I would like to give this new report that just came in. A UFO was sighted in Racine, which is how far from here drive? About 15-minute drive from Burlington. It was spotted 11/16, which would have been yesterday, over Highway V. Is that V? Highway U, approximately 2 miles from 20, going west to east, and the time it was spotted was between 9:45 and 9:50 p.m. Is that triangle? Or it showed as a pulsating, had a pulsating front light. It was fast moving and green, pulsating front light was green, and it was fast moving it looks to me like it from the diagram that was written that it was almost triangular.
Wow.
So it had a front green pulsating light with white tips on each side of it and a disc that almost like a searchlight right in the middle. I almost think that that's exactly like the same one that Brad and I saw, 6-3. It would have been the second UFO that we saw, because that one had the running lights of green, yellow, and green, yellow, and I don't know, white, I think it was. I can't remember now, but anyhow, green, yellow, and red, I'm sorry. And then it had that searchlight, so. Anyhow, for all of you UFO watchers out there, I know there for a long time there wasn't the UFO activity was quite low But it seems like for some reason the UFO activity is picking up as well as Bigfoot activity. So something's going on. Don't know what it is, but something's been going on the last couple of weeks. So watch the skies and keep your ears open in the woods too. So anyhow, Rochelle Sparrow, RochelleSparrow.com, and this is Mary Sutherland, BurlingtonNews.net, and you're listening to The Journey Home, which is on every Friday night with Rochelle Sparrow. And also stay tuned to our new show coming up on Thursday nights with Vincent Vera. Go to burlingtonnews.net/journeyhome. And now for you that like this show, remember on Rochelle's site for The Journey Home, we have an archive show from last week. So if you want to listen to that one after this show, then just, you know, click onto that and listen to that archive show as well. So anyhow, God bless you, Rochelle.
God bless you.
And God bless all you listeners out there. And